Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:44, 16 until 8 o'clock on a chilly Wednesday morning. Albeit sunny here at WWL, we have reached the, between the mid, or at least the low to mid 30s here, and hopefully it'll get a little bit warmer throughout the day. Andrea Gallo joins us now, one of the bright, talented reporters at the Times-Picayune Advocate. She is an investigative reporter for the Advocate. Good morning, Andrea. We appreciate your time.
Hi, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
I think we all, any of us that have waited for the news and seen Judge Judy or Judge whomever, and we see one commercial after the other about trial lawyers, raise our eyebrows and think, boy, that doesn't seem right. Especially, Andrea, what gets me is when the so-called plaintiffs or maybe actors portraying plaintiffs say, blankety blank, one me, blah, 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 blah. And it's not a lottery, right? I mean, it's a legal system, and you're supposed to be compensated for whatever damages you have, not win and those kind of things. And I say that as a backdrop to trial lawyers, and that becoming, what, a dirty phrase during this campaign?
Sure. We've seen more and more anybody who's any sort of lawyer running for office right now is kind of being smeared with this trial lawyer label. And even though they don't all run these TV ads that you're talking about or advertise on billboards, they've all been kind of lumped under this trial lawyer umbrella term based on those sorts of ads that people are really familiar with seeing.
So in essence, they're tying not necessarily to the process. And I know oil and gas has something to do with this, and we'll get into that in a second. But what they're trying to tie, each side is trying to tie the other into these commercials that are referred to that raise everybody's eyebrows, make us shake our heads and say that shouldn't be going on.
Well, the kind of anti-trial lawyer people pushing for tort reform are certainly trying to do that. I think that on the other side, you see a lot of candidates who maybe are lawyers, but who are trying to distance themselves from this idea of, oh, like, I'm an attorney, but I didn't necessarily represent people in big personal injury cases. But it's pretty hard, I think, once you get painted with that brush to defend yourself from it.
So what is either side saying? The Rasponi side is saying that John Bel Edwards is trial lawyer friendly because of why?
Well, John Bel Edwards is an attorney. When he was, you know, in a meet, he had what he described as a country law practice. And so you hear the Rasponi campaign say that the governor is a trial lawyer, first of all, because he practices law or practiced law, and secondly, because he has kind of embraced these lawsuits against the oil and gas industry that are being filed by coastal parishes across Louisiana who are asking for oil and gas to help reimburse some of the costs of the damages that they have allegedly inflicted on those coastal parishes. So it's kind of a two-prong argument with the governor, but there are several other candidates who are facing these same sorts of attacks as well, just purely based on like who's funding their campaign. You see it in the Supreme Court race. Hans Liljeburg, who's a Fifth Circuit judge who's running for the Supreme Court, he is heavily funded by law firms that are pursuing these sorts of coastal lawsuits against oil and gas. And so he's also getting kind of slammed with this idea that he is so heavily funded by the trial lawyer side of things that he could potentially be beholden to them on the Supreme Court, which is an allegation that he has refuted.
So when it comes to Rasponi and the John Bel Edwards side painting him with the trial lawyer brush. They do that how?
Well, you see it in advertising, and in Eddie Rasponi's campaign, you'll see the attack ads on the governor calling him a trial lawyer, but you'll also hear Eddie Rasponi just call him that. And even when President Donald Trump visited last week, he said that the governor was totally bought and owned by liberal trial lawyers. I think Eddie Rasponi's probably most famous comment about it at this point is when he talked about West Point, and he said that, you know, he thought that the governor had kind of embarrassed his alma mater by becoming a trial lawyer. So we hear it over and over again.
Has that phrase been attached to Eddie Rasponi at all, that he is a friend of trial lawyers? Tell you what, Andrew, we got to take a break, and we'll answer that when we come back. And I also want to talk about some of the other things that are going on in this election and some of the big PACs that are getting involved and more. Andrea Gallo is our guest and investigative reporter for The Advocate. It is 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now on WWL. 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, rapidly wanting to get back to our guest and our new friend, Andrea Gallo, with The Advocate and investigative reporter. Andrea, one thing I liked in your story is that you brought up William Shakespeare 400 years ago. What is it? Let's kill all the lawyers. But the fact of the matter is lawyers do some good for people. And when it comes to putting the trial lawyer being friendly with trial lawyers on Eddie Rasponi's back, has the fact that maybe big businesses behind him that, that may have some liability and that deserve to be sued, or at least have the plaintiff's case heard in court, that those are the ones that are, in fact, you understand what I'm trying to ask you in my own clumsy way, that Rasponi is getting away from this, or at least being somewhat disingenuous when he's talking about trial lawyers being bad, when I'm sure he has had a number of lawyers represent him throughout his career and his life?
Sure. I think that's a great question. And I think that Eddie Rasponi has been successful at framing the debate around Governor Edwards being a trial lawyer rather than having to answer for his own experiences in the courtroom. Certainly the governor's campaign team has attacked Eddie Rasponi for some of his business practices, but he definitely has not faced the same kind of "you're connected to trial lawyers" accusations that John Bel Edwards has had to face.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a bill in last legislative session. It was something with advertising or billboards. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was voted down in either the Republican House or the Republican Senate, was it not?
Right. Yeah, there was a bill that would have potentially limited how much attorneys could advertise on billboards, but it didn't make a lot of traction in the legislature. Yeah. And I think that there were, you know, a lot of First Amendment concerns about that bill. So it didn't it didn't make a whole lot of headway.
Well, and along those lines, how would you, I guess, limit soft tissue damage? Or what is Mr. Rasponi planning on doing about this?
About trial lawyers,
yeah.
You mean? Well, he's saying that he would not necessarily embrace these lawsuits against the oil and gas industry that the governor has embraced. So he could take that approach. I guess he could also push for changes to the litigation climate in the state, known as tort reform. That's what its backers usually call it, like former Governor Mike Foster did. We haven't heard a lot of specifics from Mr. Rasponi about, you know, the ways in which he would change this. But at the end of the day, there's really only so much the governor can do. He's talked about legacy lawsuits against the oil and gas industry, but those are lawsuits that private landowners file against oil and gas over damage to their private property. So there's not really anything that the governor could do as far as those lawsuits go.
Andrea, I appreciate your time, your work, and your expertise, and I hope you'll come back and join us another time.
Thank you. I'll be happy to come back.
All right, Andrea Gallo, investigative reporter for The Advocate. We're going to talk to Tan Trung in the 9 o'clock hour. I don't know if you saw this piece on Channel 4, but he went down into one of the sewers, and it looks like something from...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.